Jones is going to cock the bat. Here comes a 3-2. There goes Nate. Breaking ball drilled to deep left. Way back is Robinson. Way back there. Wave that baby bye-bye. Mr. Jones has done it in extra innings again. He hits one into the Oriole bullpen in the top of the 11th inning. It is now 3-1 Baltimore.
Yeah. 23 degrees outside right now. It almost makes it feel like, I don't know, it's at least 50 degrees. That call from Joe Angel during the regular season this past year. And with us now is none other than Orioles all-star center fielder Adam Jones. Adam, what's going on?
Hey, man, what is it going to take for you to say philanthropist?
I've thrown that out there a few times. I mix it up.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's a part of my daily life. It's philanthropy.
Okay. All right, so from now on, I'll just scratch the All-Star, I'll scratch the Gold Glove, and I'll just say Baltimore's philanthropist, Adam Jones.
I like that better.
Okay, well, I'll do that coming out of the next break. How's San Diego treating you?
It's good. It's in the 60s, and you know, nice, warm, overcast, but that's fine with me. It's not cold like it was the last few days I was on the East Coast.
All right, well, we'll do Truth with 10 coming up next segment. I have so many good questions this time from our many tweets coming in to Apprent Hollander that people want to ask you a lot of important, serious Adam Jones questions. And Adam, first let's talk about what happened in Foxborough and how exciting it was. Tell us about the game and just the celebration afterwards that you were kind of a part of.
Well, the game itself was unreal. They went out there and manhandled the Patriots. Their defense is healthy right now. They have everybody healthy. I know you guys know that. And, you know, when they play together, they're a crazy bunch of men that can stop any offense. And, you know, it was a cool trip to take took my boy PT. You know, I'm sure everybody in Baltimore probably knows who he is now. Took Audie's cousins, my boy Justin Drummond, and Jeff Lancey came with us also, and we just went up there and made a nice day trip out of it. And we got to tailgate a little bit, low-key, and we enjoyed a W.
So tell us about that Tom Brady slide. I think I saw you do that in, like, July this year.
I might have got hit in the ribs, though. That's probably why.
I was definitely justified. It's a little different, though. Second baseman, shortstops, they expect something there. But if you're a defensive player in the NFL – you are told you have to let up if a quarterback goes into his slide. That's what makes that play, in my opinion, Bush League.
I didn't get to see it, to be honest with you. I don't remember seeing it live. So I've seen the pictures. We all seen that. So, I mean, is Ed Reed okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
All right.
Well, let's critique this. Was that the right way you do that slide? It looked ugly the way he did it. That's not the way you do it.
I mean. Yeah, me and Tom Brady, our athleticism is completely different. So, you know, he's a quarterback. He's not a sprinter. He's a pocket passer. So, I mean, hey, it happens. You know, it happens. What I think was whack was that call on Ray Lewis he went over on Hernandez. Now that was whack. That wasn't Hernandez is like 6'5" and Lewis is 6'1". So, I mean, how the hell did he hit him in the face?
Yeah, well, he dropped down to get, yeah.
Explain that to me. So that was a terrible call.
And also the non-call on Dennis Pitta. The non-call on Dennis Pitta.
Hey, man, put it this way. Who gives a rat in the Super Bowl, man? All that non-this, that. Who cares? In the Super Bowl.
All right, tell us about the celebration afterwards. You were down the field, Michael Phelps, the Ravens, right in the middle of everything, Adam. Tell us about the emotion of it all and how exciting it was.
Well, Phelps was like a 3-year-old whose parents told you you're going to Disneyland or something like that. It was hilarious. He was jumping all around. He was walking down the elevator and all that, and he was just jumping around the whole time. Just like a little kid, which was, you know, he's from Baltimore, so it's like cool to see, you know, a grown man from Baltimore, his hometown team, going to the Super Bowl, and he just was, you know, beyond thrilled about it, and it was cool. It's cool to see. But going down into the field, seeing the dudes, the celebrations, they deserved it, you know, and they knew, you know, they had a room. They knew they had the mission wasn't complete. You know, they knew they were going to an opportunity to for something really, really special. And, you know, I think they're on a mission right now. And they're focused.
Adam Jones with us here on WBAL. And, Adam, your trip to New Orleans, I'm guessing you're going. When do you think you'll be wheels up, heading back to, I guess, this part of the coast a little bit? And then tell us about that trip and how excited you are to go to New Orleans.
Well, wheels up to New Orleans. I don't know when I'm getting there exactly. I'm really not trying to go out and party, just go there early and party with all that, because it's going to be crazy. I've been to the Super Bowl before, and it's and parties, they do not stop, especially in New Orleans. They won't stop, so we'll try to get there late, but I will be in attendance. I have to be. I believe all the Ravens fans will have my head if I'm not at that game. So
you have become the good luck charm.
I don't believe in good luck. I just believe I'm seeing history right now, and history wants me to see it.
And you, since you grew up in San Diego, there were a lot of Super Bowls that came to your hometown. Did you ever get a piece of that? Like when it was coming, was that something totally different from where you were growing up? Did people there make a big deal of it?
Oh yeah, I mean, what it does, it brings in people from those two teams, and basically really from everywhere. And I remember I used to always go to the NFL Experience.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to all that, and I can, you know, try to throw the football the farthest, the hardest, try to compete in every last thing that I could, me and some of my friends. I obviously never went to Super Bowl when I was younger, but it was cool that way, just, you know, what it brought to the city. It's going to bring a lot of revenue to the city, and, you know, a city like New Orleans can use this revenue.
Adam, texting the show right now, Adam Jones was awesome at FanFest. Please thank him if you can. Todd in Pikesville. We've seen a lot of those this week. I know you had a home run with fans last Saturday at the convention center.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I appreciate that. Some people were mad at me.
Why?
Which had me, I don't know. Some lady asked me, she was like, how's Missy? And I said, she's good. She's chilling at home, San Diego. That's all I said. And later, she tweeted at me saying, you didn't have to be so rude when I asked about Missy. And I was like, my response was, what did you want me to say? That, what, Missy's overeating a filet mignon and she's going to walk to the pool? Is that what you want me to say to you, lady? I don't have to say that. Missy's doing what she's doing. She's a dog.
Oh, man. Adam Jones with us. When we come back, we call it The Truth with 10. I promise you won't want to miss it. It's next right here on WBAL.